Good morning, friends. Grainne Tindall here, Numbers for Success, with another Numbers for Success podcast on all things soul. Yes, friends, it's the 25th of April, 2024, and I know I did record a podcast on Tuesday this week because I wanted to talk about the full moon at 4 degrees of Scorpio, which has a pink moon. And we spoke about the heart center, and we spoke about the whole experience of unpredictability and I suppose deep, dark secrets being revealed, and really looking at our moral compass and so forth. So check out that down below if you get a chance. But here I am 2 days later, and I just had to come on, and I had to just speak from my heart, just about what's really been going on in terms of what I'm witnessing and what we're all witnessing. One tiny aspect of our revolutionary times. And, you know, as a numerologist for the last 27, almost 28 years, I have been watching and observing patterns of behavior and patterns in numbers, particularly. That's what my baby is. I work with people's names and births and dates of birth, and even names of companies, everything like that, anything to do with numbers, to understand the soul lesson, if you will, behind why we've come in, because that's what I do. I look up someone's name from birth and date of birth, and from that I can ascertain, through my spirit guides and my own team that I work with, but also through years and years and years of training and research, that I can help people understand their soul's contract and maybe divine timing and so forth. But at the end of the day, we all have free will. And whilst myself and many other people can give guidance as oracles, if you will, soul seers, ultimately the person we're speaking with or dealing with, is it's up to them to take that information. And that's very important to say. So here we are. Yesterday was the 24th, 04, 2024. And even those numbers are very intriguing because they're patterns and they're repeating, you know, there's a lot of fours and twos there. Now, the number two in numerology is always about choices and decisions. And it's very much relating back to the choices and decisions we as individuals, which ultimately become the collective, are presented in our reality. And then the four we spoke of is always to do with heart-centered, the giving and receiving of love in all its forms. And I'm not talking in a Jane Austen style or 50 Shades. I'm talking about a love of true, unconditional love of self and of others, and respect for the world and all its inhabitants. And there we are. And I remember my father was a very wise man. His name was Charlie. And Charlie was a very, just a very simple, but very wise man, who would come out with comments such as, "Ah, sure, it's all happening," in his best Dublin accent. And as a teenager, it used to absolutely rile me. I'd say, "For God's sake, it's all happening." And, you know, he'd be watching things and always reading like myself. But, you know, I'm very like him now, of course. But at the time, of course, I thought I knew everything. And then another sort of theory he had in life, very simple, basic ones, is actions, Grainne. Actions speak louder than words. And again, I thought it was such hogwash, but of course it isn't. It's a very interesting one. And it's something I feel that I have used in my life to understand why people and situations happen and why people react the way they do. So here we are in these evolutionary times. And yesterday, the 24th, 23rd to 24th, we had that full moon at 4 degrees, another four in the sign of Scorpio. And as we spoke about, Scorpio can bring up the secrets of the past, financially, politically, sexually, in all ways. And it's usually quite deep, dark, sometimes depraved. And we are working through, we're really coming into the true age of Aquarius now. That's just my opinion. And that's really going to kick in from November, because that's when Pluto, the god of death and rebirth, really will sit with Aquarius for 20 years, from November the 18th, 2024. So we're in this new territory. This is evolutionary, revolutionary. You can just see it. You turn on TV, radio, social media, and it's wonderful to see people taking their power back, people coming together en masse to, you know, explain and express how they feel about decisions that have been made over their heads. We're going to see a lot more of that. This is the time, just like the French and American and all an Irish revolution in the past, we're actually going through the same experience. So nothing can be the same right now. Everything is moving at such a fast rate. So we must, friends, we must listen to our internal compass. And I feel at this time, it's really important to connect with your inner child. So the child within you, and in numerology, we can pinpoint the exact age. That's what I do when I do a chart. But because it's very important to connect with the inner child so that the child can trust the situations that are unfolding. So our inner childs are on high alert at the moment. And I feel, when I go back to what my father, Charlie, said about actions speak louder than words, I saw a post yesterday with the wonderful Amanda Ellis. I do love her work. I'd check her out if I was you. She's been around as long as I have, about 20-something years. And she does incredible work. She's authentic. She's one of the real truth seekers. And like myself, you know, says it with love, but is out there. And Amanda posted something that was beyond shocking. And again, it's to do, she's just relaying the words, the information. And the image was, well, firstly, the image was of Big Ben, the clock, which did close down for 4 years when there was renovation work being done, so it said, back in 2017. So it came back in 2021. But anyway, Big Ben decided at 9 o'clock yesterday morning to stop. And it stopped ticking. And then at the exact same time, which again, actions speak louder than words, the cavalry, who are the military who protect the royal family, they were out doing their normal with their horse, their beautiful horses. They were doing their morning exercise and training and so forth. And somehow, some way, these are the words, the horses got spooked by road work, so it said, or construction work. And a number of them, 5 of them, escaped. And to see that image that was taken of a grey horse covered in blood on its both forelegs, and a black horse running side by side through the streets of London, I feel that's an image that, you know, will go down in history. And so Big Ben has stopped, then it started to bang, and it banged 11 times, even though it was 9 o'clock. So there was a time lapse. And I'm always talking about time travel and time portals. Again, you can check out podcast down below. But back to the horses running through the streets of London. Like, even saying that, you know, that'd be like in a movie. But to see the beautiful grey horse with blood, again, it's very symbolic. So I started sitting with it, and I could hear my father saying, "Gráinne, you remember, actions speak louder than words." So it took 2 hours for these 5 horses to be brought back. And it caused a lot of damage, as you can imagine, and probably terror for the poor creatures, the poor animals, beautiful beings that they are. And then I started thinking about, you know, black and white. And it's usually associated with a white horse or a grey horse is brought out when a monarch has passed. And there's a whole ritual attached to it. All these rituals that are thousands of years old. But I started thinking about a chessboard. And again, good old Charlie, he taught me chess when I was about 10 years old. He made the chessboard and he made the pieces. He was very inventive. And I remember him speaking about the horses, which are there, which are the knights. And they're black and they're white. And I was thinking of the chessboard, and I've been watching this in terms of what's been playing out in terms of the royal houses, shall we say. And so the queen has gone. She's checkmate. But these horses, which represent to me on a chessboard, the knights who are meant to protect the monarch if he's in residence, to protect the king. They're running wild through the streets of London. And I thought that was very curious now. And I said to myself, now there's more to this than meets the eye. So, as a numerologist, I'm always looking for symbols and signs, and the clock stopped at 9 o'clock. And yesterday, the 24th of the 4th, 2024, adds to a 9. And the 9 is about endings, friends. It's the natural part of a cycle of life. In numerology, we say we live in cycles of 9, which begin on your birthday. So here we are on a day 9. Big Ben, which is close to the Elizabeth's Tower, stops at 9 o'clock. And the full moon is in its full flow, and there's horses running through the streets of London. Now, there's a song coming into my head, Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones. I think that's something to listen to, one of my favourite songs. It's beautiful. Listen to the words. So I guess on that note, just remember this lunation can really unsettle our nervous systems. And, you know, the words in the media were that the horses were spooked by something. I find that very debatable, because these horses walk in front of millions of people. So there's more to this than meets the eye, shall we say. But just remember to mind yourself during all of this. This is one of the most extraordinary times that we'll never experience this again. And in the future, people will look back at what was going on in 2020 up to 2032 and say, my God, what was it like to live during that time? And we will talk about it. There'll be movies, there'll be plays, there'll be books, but we're currently living right through it. So remember, this is a big awakener right now. This is a big awakening. So I do feel, lean into this full moon, lean into the energy, mind your inner child, mind your vulnerability. If you want to sleep during the day and you can, get into your bed. If you want to eat something, eat it, but make sure to drink lots of water. You need to keep hydrated. And if you can swim, swim in the waters of the ocean, swim in the lakes, swim in the rivers. And remember that, in the words of Charlie, remember, it's all happening. And so it is.